Hello, and welcome back to the Membership IQ podcast. I'm Sarah Sladek, your host, and you are a membership professional, which is tuning in to learn how do I grow membership in this time of crazy, this time of absolute disruption. I'm here with the answers. I'm sharing with you insights from my years, several years of studying membership engagement behaviors and membership growth strategies. So I'm here to help you learn how to grow membership. And we've talked a lot in this podcast about focus, and today is no exception. That is our main topic. We are talking about focus, 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 focus. And if you're tuning in through video, you're going to see me put on a number of hats because having worked for and with associations, I know that, quite frankly, association executives just wear way too many hats. There's always something demanding attention, right? And so many roles and responsibilities. Oh my gosh, there's board meetings, there's bylaws, there's committees and task forces, there's getting together with community initiatives, industry programs, there's board meetings, there's the annual conference, there's just so many things to do in the life of a membership organization. And if you're, again, tuning in on video, you can see how ridiculous this looks, all my hats that I'm wearing. And yet we do this all the time in membership organizations. This is the accepted practice that do more. And guess what? We're doing a whole lot that isn't really influencing, positively moving forward, our mission. And our mission is membership. You know, you wouldn't walk into a hospital or healthcare organization and ask a medical question and they would say, yeah, we don't know anything about medicine here. You wouldn't walk into a bank or financial organization, they say, yeah, we don't know anything about saving money here. And yet all too often we walk into membership organizations and we take a look around and we say, wait a minute, are members really the priority here? Because we see membership professionals scrambling around doing a lot of things that really don't move the needle on membership. I can say that based on my own experiences working as a staff, as an employee of associations, working as a consultant to associations, working as a volunteer. I'm currently volunteering at a board of directors for an association. And a lot of times we get into this habit of focusing on things that don't really serve members. We go for the masses. We go for the big bang. We go for the big revenue. Let's have a big conference. Let's open the doors and make everything accessible to everyone. And we're constantly diluting our membership value proposition, but we are also losing track of our mission of being a membership organization. Too many hats and too many squirrels and too many sacred cows. You know, the squirrels that pop up and say, hey, I think this would be a good idea. I think we should take all the energy and all the focus over here now. And again, we lose track of why we even exist or who we're serving, or what we're trying to do. We follow the money. We follow the big idea. We think that will do big and great things for our organization. Or the sacred cows. Those are those programs and initiatives that are just kind of hanging out saying, hey, I've been here for 25 years. You're not going to kill me. Oh no, you might hate me. I might not even be relevant or effective anymore, but I'm still here living large and it's so great. Why do we do this? Well, part of it is because we fear change. And part of it is because we have this innate drive to do something bigger and better all the time. But again, all too often, associations do this at the risk of taking their eye off the ball. You know, throughout your workday, there are specific zones that have been described as where you are most productive and profitable in your work or your industry or your business or your association. There's work that you do that catapults everyone forward, catapults the mission forward. Everyone's working in their desire zone. That's where you're highly productive, highly profitable. You're inspired, you're motivated. It's fantastic. But there's also the drudgery zone. This is work that we really hate doing, but we keep doing it anyway. That's where those sacred cows come into play. We just figure we have to do it. We have no other choice. We feel like we're held hostage to it, but we really aren't. We just tell ourselves that. We just keep doing more of the same. And then there are the distraction zones. That's where those squirrels pop in and the big ideas and the new audiences, and we lose sight of what really matters. What matters most are not the hats, the squirrels, the cows. What matters most is members. What are members asking for? What do they need to succeed? Are you acting with a sense of urgency? Yes, we want to be change adaptive. I'm certainly not saying that. You need to be responsive to what members need and want, but you have to be so careful. It's a fine line. If you are not doing mission critical, member-centric work, you need to rethink why you're spending time and money and effort on it. Imagine if for your association, 80% of your team's time, that should be the goal, 80% was spent on mission-critical, member-centric work. Imagine the difference that would make for your association. So many associations say we can't grow membership. Membership's declining. It's just terrible. But when you really dig in, when you really dig in, and again, I can say this because I have been on that side. I've been an employee. I am a volunteer on a board. When you really dig in, membership decline starts to slide when we stop serving members. So focus on the mission critical and the member-centric work, and the members will follow. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Membership IQ. I'm Sarah Sladek. To learn more about me, please visit sarahsladek.com or check out our other show, our web show, savetheassociations.com. But focus, ladies and gentlemen, focus. That is key. Again, thanks for tuning in to The Membership IQ.